Hello and welcome to the Monday, November 12th, 2012 edition of the Sand Senate Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from San Diego, California. Let's start today with an issue that actually came up last week, but I haven't had the time so far to cover. And that's several vulnerabilities in Sophos antivirus. Google researcher Travis Ormandy took some time to investigate Sophos antivirus on multiple platforms and found that it did have a number of severe vulnerabilities. Now, one of the problems with these vulnerabilities is that they don't really require any user interaction. The way antivirus works. If you, for example, receive an email, antivirus like Sophos will scan that email before you even open the email. Now, Travis in his paper does provide some detail about the vulnerabilities, but also provides proof of concept exploits. One area where Sophos in particular popular is Macs. Now, not too many Mac users are running antivirus yet, but Sophos among those who do run antivirus is quite popular because they do offer a free home version that actually works quite well if it wouldn't be for these vulnerabilities. Sophos did provide updates, and actually there were two that were provided. The last one, first week of November, so it just came out. There are other, so far unpatched vulnerabilities still in the current version, but those details have not been released yet. One technique that Travis used, and that turns out to be amazingly successful if you know how to use the technique correctly, is fuzzing. With fuzzing, you essentially create more or less random malformed documents, and then you just see what happens. In this case, what happens to the antivirus engine. Now, Travis is advising against the use of Sophos antivirus as a result of his research. I have seen similar vulnerabilities discussed in other antivirus engines, so it's not necessarily that this is just a problem with Sophos, but Sophos being not sort of one of the big and most common antivirus engines, maybe hasn't really gotten the scrutiny that some of the market leaders in that area have gotten in the past. And while we're talking about vulnerabilities, patches, and stuff from last week, sort of the leftovers, we do also have updates for Apple QuickTime and Adobe Flash and Air. I think the Flash one I mentioned briefly last week. And some staffers at the SEC, the Secure and Exchange Commission, got the black eye by taking unsecured laptops to the Black Hat Security Conference. Now, Black Hat, of course, is a very large security conference, somewhat known for some of the attendees not necessarily playing by the rules. So typically, it is recommended not to take any critical systems like laptops with you if they do include sensitive data, even if you encrypt it. Now, these staffers didn't even bother to encrypt the data. As a result, the SEC had to spend quite a bit of money. They're talking here about $200,000 in a follow-up investigation trying to figure out whether or not some of the data got compromised. They didn't find any evidence of that, but it's of course always a little bit disconcerting to find that this data was at risk, and of course it's really hard to be sure that it didn't get compromised. Now, the staffers that were involved here, there was a reason that they were at the Black Hat conference, and that's because they're in part responsible for reviewing the security of financial systems at banks and stock exchanges, brokers and such. So insofar you could say, hey, they should know better, and they probably would have written up some of the networks they're auditing if they would have found unencrypted systems. Well, that's it for today. Not too busy this weekend, but remember, Tuesday is Patch Tuesday. So if you have a little bit of slower day today, reacting to a lot of patches and such, well, make sure that you're ready for tomorrow, Patch Tuesday. As I talked about last week, it's supposed to be average, maybe actually a little bit lighter than average. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.